This is Side Hustle Radio. This is Side Hustle Radio.
What's up, everybody? We are back. This is Side Hustle Radio. Yes, sir. We're back in the building.
Glad to be back in front of the live audience. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you all.
Been a long time. We've been away. Yeah. How y'all feeling? Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to be back. So, like I said, this is Side Hustle Radio. You know who this be. The man you hate the most, love the most, at the exact same time. El Guapo!
El Guapo?
Yeah. That stand-in boyfriend.
One more time. What does that mean again? Can you clarify that? Why you call yourself that now? Because
okay, so,
some of our new audience don't may
okay,
not know.
Okay, so we had an artist out of was it Connecticut or Rhode Island?
Connecticut.
And the whole show because what did I call him? I forget what's his name, actual name, DMX actual name. I call him DMX. I kept on calling him. He said, okay, El Guapo. And he kept on calling me El Guapo the whole show.
Was it El Guapo or El Chapo?
No, El Guapo.
Guapo.
Yeah.
Which means beautiful.
Handsome. It makes me feel uncomfortable. Like, a grown man call me handsome. I don't blame you, bro, but I understand. Call me handsome. The whole show.
You know that because women call you that all the time. Is that what you're gonna say?
Not all the time, but majority of the time, yeah.
El Guapo.
El Guapo. Well, this is really Chulo. Chulo's enough. AKA Cat Daddy. Pimp. Pioneer. So my whole thing about this, you know, calling me El Guapo, I thought that was funny because he just kept on saying it. And I'm like, why he keep saying it, bro? Why?
Why you keep calling me that, bro?
So even after the show, when we had to follow up, he said, hey, El Guapo. Oh, here we go.
I can't get in touch with him for nothing now. But when he's on the show, he just goes and goes. Bro, can I speak? Can I speak, bro? Yeah, because you know, Okay. But what? One more story.
Can we play one of your songs? Yeah, that's my story.
I don't even think we got two of the songs in, maybe one.
I think it was two. That's when we was doing 2 hour shows.
We
only got two songs in. We was doing 2 hour shows then. But yeah, so but shout out to I forget his name. I'm about to say Point, but that wasn't Point. It's gonna come to us in a few seconds here. Hey, you been drinking? Drink of the day is E&J Apple. And some Coke. And
Mossberg.
Hey,
where is he, bro? Man, I can't get in touch with him for nothing no more.
Where you been, Moss? Gotta get you back on. And like I said, he gave me the name El Guapo. And the ladies gave me Mr. Make Me, Make Her. Look back at it. Half Chulo is in the building.
Yes, sir.
And I got my partner crying. The man's on the ones and two. Mr. Blendmaster himself. The man's on the wheels of steel. The sensei of the turntables. DJ!
DJ D Poison, the building of the Ohio Fleet DJ. Shout out to all the Ohio Fleet DJs. Shout out to the Fleet DJs. Unfortunately, this year I will not be able to make the Fleet Conference.
We're going
to
make that conference.
That's a little far.
It's just one more state over.
Jacksonville. I got family in Jacksonville. I wish I could go down there, but
okay,
I can't do 2 years in a row. I got to spend this vacation with the wife, man. You know.
We can drop her off. I tell you, bro. We'll drop her off in Daytona, and we'll keep going.
Yeah.
But you spend. Hey, we do Christmas. No, we do. Spend your birthday with her. Let's go to Vegas for your birthday.
Yeah, because I'm not doing a birthday party this year. Next year I'm doing my 50.
Oh yeah.
Next year, but the year after I'm doing the 50.
Yeah, we got it.
You owe you 50? No, I'm not 50 yet. Dang, man. You don't even look that
bro, old. Did you see the two white guys I sent you the video?
I saw something. I didn't get to watch all of it, and I was like, what in the world? Bro,
that was real, bro. two old white guys doing hip hop and sounding better than some of the newcomers. Bro, I lied to you not. Okay, I know we got a lot of music. I know we got some Meek Mills with Justin Timberlake, because I want to hear that.
But wait. But first, I gotta hit y'all with a new, y'all ready? A new Nicki. And supposedly she was retired, huh? She back. This came out of nowhere.
Oh.
I rock with Nicki. If I had a choice, I kind of rock with Nicki. Nicki gets at people, though. Nicki go after people. She like the female 50.
Oh, she's the female
50? She kind of like the female 50. She'll get at you, she'll say what she got to say.
Oh, okay.
Clearly, she don't hold her tongue on nothing.
Hey, I got here then.
Cardi, it's time to drop something. Cardi's supposed to drop something in March or April.
Yeah, her album coming out.
April or spring or something. Yeah. So what? This kind of, but there's been a lot of female rappers that kind of slid in there.
Oh, there's a lot of female rappers. Shout out to Rhapsody.
Who was out before Nicki? She's been around for a while. She just now starting to get her shine.
Because she ain't selling. Because
she was hip hop.
Yeah, she's true hip hop. She ain't selling sex appeal. Nicki sells sex appeal in the pop. So
not too much no more, because she a married woman.
And still a pop artist, but you know, we see if she's back on the hip hop side.
Supposedly, yeah. She didn't want to do those songs. Songs made her a hit, made her a star.
Made her hit, yeah,
you crossed over.
Yeah, that is true.
This one's called Yikes.
Okay, let's check this out.
You might say yikes when you hear it, but I doubt it.
Ah, we'll find out.
Where's my?
Hey, we be right back right after this. This, that, Nicki. Yikes! Let us know what you think about this song. Right,
don't ever fucking play with me. Y'all niggas know, y'all bitches know I'm the fucking queen. You hoe bitches know. You dirty bum bitches know. Got the strings on them. Woke up, the price of coke up. I just hit them with the low cut, then call my folks up. Somebody about to get poked up, go call a tow truck. All that talking out your neck might just get your throat cut. This a Mack truck, not a black truck. When we move, tell them back up. Click, click, clack, duck. Hella bands, pull up stashed up. Super faxed up. All you bitches, Rosa Parks, uh-oh, get your ass up. Yikes, I play tag, and you it for life. yikes. You a clown, you do it for likes, yikes. It's tight, but it doesn't bite. Rip it right, he be like
Fleet, DJs.
Yikes, out of town, on consistent flights. Yikes, work hard, just a different white. Get your life, you bitches ain't living right. Yeah, I keep 2-9 here. You see my face all over that Fendi design gear. Soon as niggas press you, boy, you throw up peace signs, yeah. You don't want that action, pull your card, you decline, yeah. I keep 2 dimes, yeah. Walk up to a bad bitch, be like, I think you fine, yeah. I don't play with demons, Satan, get thee behind, yeah. About to get fucked up a margarita with 2 limes, yeah. I've been the same, ain't shit changed, this ain't nothing new. That pretty frame, diamond chain, what the fuck it do? Yo, clear the way, it's some bad bitches coming through. I give 2 F's like the letters that are on my shoe. Yikes, I play tag and you it for life. Yikes, you a clown, you do it for likes. Yikes, yes it's tight, but it doesn't bite. Rip it right, he be like, yikes. What's the hype? This is something light. Yikes. Out of town, on consistent flights. Yikes. Work hard, just a different way. Get your life, you bitches ain't living right. Bag talk, but ain't got no mouth for money. Bag talk. It's quiet, ain't no back talk. Quiet, ain't no back talk.
Who's she talking about? You talking about all the female rappers? I mean,
I'm not even sure.
Okay.
I like that beat. It sound like a Cardi B. Hey, that's fire.
Sound like a Cardi B.
That was a Cardi B, bro.
So disrespectful.
But hey, I like the bars. I like what she said. So
back of the shout bus.
Get your ass up. Hey, I like that, Nicky. Hey, that was real talk, Nick. Do it again. Retirement doing her well then.
Huh?
I guess retirement doing her well.
Like Jay-Z was supposed to have retired how many albums ago?
4?
Right.
4 albums?
He due for an album, man.
Yeah.
I want a new Jay-Z album. Let's put together Jay-Z, 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 new Jay-Z album. Come on, Jay. He too busy being a businessman now. Businessman. So, the next song is Meek Mill's and Justin Timberlake. I'm not a fan of Justin Timberlake, man. That dude.
I gotta hear this because you wasn't feeling this track, right? You said you heard it.
I never really listened to it, but I'm just not a Justin fan. I'm just not.
Come on,
he could have put the other Justin on here. I'd have been better.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Shout out Justin Bieber.
I ain't gonna lie. When Timberland did Timberlake's first album, that was pretty fire, bro.
And the Neptunes.
It was pretty fire. Come on, that,
you just trying to come back and be black again. Oops, did I say that?
Facts, because and he went all country. He came, he grew a beard.
Say
he
what?
Came back and had one of them fur hats and some cohort.
Say what?
Clothing going with some flannel. Was out in the woods talking about, I'm going back to my roots.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, he was going back to his roots.
Your roots didn't start off with country. You started off doing pop R&B-ish stuff.
And realize, what he's trying to say is, I'm going back to being white. It's hard to
going back to being white. Pure white. Did you ever come black?
Pure white. That means, you know, not using the black culture to help my career out. So he said, you know something, I can just become country again, because country is the most popular music, which is false. Hip hop is the most popular music. Country people.
Clown.
And see, that's why I keep trying to tell all these country. I don't know why. See, you know this is a conspiracy. When all these country, like, oh, this country music sells way more albums. No, country is not that popular.
Nah, that's, a lot of y'all lost y'all's own channel. Y'all don't even have a country TV no more.
You don't have a country TV no more.
Nope. And so, country is now in different forms. You gotta think about what Lil Nas X has done for country music. He kind of built it back up.
Helped y'all out.
And then you got, was it hip hop?
Helping them
which
out.
Is really part of hip hop. I don't care what you call it, it's still hip hop.
Hip hop, yeah.
Just helping a different form. So.
Hey, what's that dude, Brown? Something Brown. He made that song. Going down to the whole damn Blanco Brown.
You listen to country music now?
He's a black dude, bro.
This has always been. So does that mean because he's black, that's all right?
I'm not saying it's all right.
You like Pride, Charlie Pride?
No, but
brother, he's a brother.
But no, I'm like, is it Blanco Brown, something else? Can you Google that real quick? He did a song just like Lil Nas X did.
Really?
He did a song just like that. It's like, is it Blanco Brown? Oh man, it was I wish we had an intern in the studio. They would let me know. So when we go off script, I'm like, I be making up names. Yeah.
Bro, why did I type in black country singers and Charlie Pride came up? Ray Charles is not country. I don't know what y'all talking about. Aaron Neville came up. There's been a lot of Aaron Neville talk today because my nephew was a fan of Aaron Neville.
Yeah, his name is Blanco Brown.
Never heard of him.
Bro, you heard the song. I swear you heard it. Because I thought it was a white dude. It's a black dude who did the song.
I know the dude from Hootie. No, the Blowfish sings country.
Like the dude from Hootie. Huh? He looks like that dude.
Oh. Okay, so let's get into this. I don't want to talk about no damn country. This is supposed to be a hip hop show. Well, you listening to a country dude, Justin. Justin.
So let's see this. Hey, players, don't you think about this? This that Meek Mill with
Justin Timberlake.
Yep. What's the name of the song?
Believe. You got to believe. Believe me.
Let us know.
Justin Timberlake and the Meek Mill. Don't make me hit the button. Don't make me hit the button.
See it like a movie in my dreams. Put my face in the dirt on the ground. Still I raise up to take back the crown. Yes, you can break my body, but you can't lock the soul of a man down.
Follow your dreams, not your addictions. How we gonna follow our dreams locked in a prison? They try to swallow me whole, God be my witness. Deprive me out of my dreams, but I'm relentless. I want the money, ain't never want attention. So I don't pay attention to comments and all the mentions. Cause they ain't see my vision. I was washing dishes till my rats turned into riches. Glad when it was Christmas. We ain't even barely get presents, but we was gifted. In a school of failure, we present perfect attendance. Welfare, baby, we working, what would they give us? Made me some comments, judge still gave me a sins. No period, city girls don't get scared. When it's really real, when your bank account 20 mil in your house. Up on a hill in your phantom, in the driveway you walk out. And see the grill, thank God you believe. Make sure you pray when you kneel.
You know,
yeah.
I still believe it. See it like a movie in my dreams. Put my face in the dirt on the ground. Still I raise up to take back the crown. Yes, you can break my
was on Super Zero. Ain't never panic, I'm a superhero. Target my goals and I'ma shoot the arrow. When God turned the heat up on me, said you De Niro. Play your part, got some brains like the Scarecrow. Let's play it smart, cause we ain't playing checkers, this is chess. Play your pawns, sit back like a king when they move, make your mark. And never ever let your competition take your heart. Say I believe in myself, when everybody stop believing, never leave on yourself. They had my back against the wall, I had to lean on myself. Almost made me put my dreams on the shelf. I'm tripping. Laws of attraction, you just think I'm rapping. I'm just putting out the energy so I can grab it. Everything that's in my memory that I imagine is finally here. 100 million in a year.
I can see it like a movie in my dreams. Putting my face in the dirt on the ground. Still I raise up to take back the crown. Yes, you can break my body, but you can't lock the soul of a man down. As I lay, down to sleep, play the Lord, I stole the key. Fallen ones, rest in peace. Please God, watch over me. As I lay
it was poppish. It was hip hop.
It might be a crossover hit.
It was cross because I just thought Eminem. It felt very Eminem-ish.
Or Kanye poppish.
Now you've been disrespectful.
You gotta have that Kanye pop.
No,
he could. Kanye could have done the rap.
Yeah, Kanye. Even, but like I said, even M could have done the rap. That's, you know, the hook.
Why? Because he's white.
I'm just saying the hook didn't really impress me. You know what I'm saying? Ed Sheeran could do that damn hook. What other white person?
This is the one I like.
I was saying, you got John B.
This the one I like. I rock with this first.
Yeah. I just left your viewing at the Staples Center. Obama wrote you a letter, yeah, you made it, nigga. I even heard you had some plans to come to Vegas with us. And them suckers could never kill you, it only made you bigger. And every time I see some fire, I see blue. And every time I close my eyes, see Snoop and I see you. When I be on the west side, you know how we do. Hustle and motivate, turning one into a two. Two and a four, hurt my heart, I see you on the floor. Do it for the hood, and I don't even want to do it no more. When these niggas you do it for, that shit you and all. Only thing I can say is you with the law, blessing. And I ain't finna say that like I'm your main homie. But when we lost you, it really put some pain on me. Got me scared to go outside without that flame on me. And when them niggas went against me, you ain't changed on me. Told me it was wrong or right some of my longest nights. You made me cry, nigga. And don't cry, nigga. You the first one made me feel like I could die, nigga. Cause real niggas never die, you know the vibes, nigga. Yeah. Couple days ago, was chilling with my youngest. Seen your kids on the gram, it made me sicker to my stomach. And as the marathon continue, we keep running. But I'm like, damn, I wish you seen that pussy coming.
Wish I had coming through when the storm came. How many tears did you cry when you lost someone? We did this shit off of the gutter, whoa. Did this shit for my little brother, whoa. Had to stand through these tears cause I see you every time my eyes close. Asking myself why you had to go, but only God knows. I was in Miami when I lost you, I ain't talk about it. I remember I bawled out in tears when I saw your body. And a flight back home had cold days in the lake. Had to turn off my phone, throw on the shades and mess. You know about wishing going blind to hide your tears. Had a lot of murder on my mind, but in God I fear. Took Yamden and Crenshaw around the globe in a year. Remember riding solo knives, Escalades in my rear.
I just hustle, motivate, be prolific, hold down the state.
My big brother hustled and break. I know Kyrie Supreme relate. I know J-Rock Hoggy relate. Black Sam Adam relate. Key to J Stone relate. Lauren Pac-Man, it's love, I wanna see you.
I wish I knew when the storm came. How many tears did you cry when you lost someone? We did this shit off of the gutter, whoa. Did this shit for my little brother, whoa. Had to stand through these tears cause I see you every time my eyes close. Asking myself why you had to go, but only God knows.
Yeah.
That's McNeil.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that song the other day. I was like, oh, this is deep. This is deep.
Yeah, I've been messing with that one too. Yeah, I mess with that one.
It's been a year, man. Almost a year
Almost
now.
Almost a year, yeah.
Man, that was just as bad as losing Nip was just as bad as losing Kobe, man. It's like, LA, I don't know how y'all surviving right now.
Yeah.
Two greats. Man.
Yeah.
And Kobe's coming home is going to be at the Staples Center.
Yeah, it should be. It should be. You know,
it's going to be, you know, it's probably going to be on all every channel.
I don't know. That's a good question. Because Nip's was at the Staples. So.
Yeah. Just don't act a fool, black folks, on TV, please. Please. Just send Kobe home, man, without drama or issues.
Well, there was no drama doing Nip's either, so.
It was a little.
And you talk about this was gang stuff, you know.
Black food, you know. Or I'm thinking about what comedian passed recently? Was it Charlie? No, it wasn't Charlie. Who was it that passed? Oh, it was
Pops.
Yeah, Pops. At the same time, he was a comedian, so I guess you gotta let that pass, but. You know. So, normally, man, I don't really get down with the trap stuff. Well, actually, my nephew, Ty Wizzle, was supposed to be on the show this week, so I was just kind of trying to see this. I rock with DaBaby, man. I came front. If I have to pick, like, a young rapper, like, of the younger generation, because the dude say some clever stuff and silly stuff.
Yeah,
but recently, I thought he was a little bit better. But he's out there running reckless and getting into trouble just as much as any other little young dude now with guns and flashing money. I thought he was a little bit smarter than that, but obviously,
beating up people, you know, for taking pictures.
Yeah,
matter of fact, I was on another show where I had this discussion. We were talking about Baby. And how Baby, you know, beat up the concierge for taking the picture of him and his daughter and posting it. And
well, Kanye did the same thing, didn't he?
But the thing is, but Kanye don't go around posting pictures of his children on social media.
True that.
But see, but the Baby does. His whole social media page is about him and his daughter, him and his son. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So that's the difference. Kanye, you know.
At the same time, you just made yourself a target, because the last thing I saw was when he was, I want to say he was in North Carolina, and the police harassed him and basically took him to jail because of who he was and tried to say he had guns and drugs, but he didn't have nothing, and they end up letting him back out. And but then here comes more stuff that you did do. So you kind of put yourself in a situation to be harassed. It wasn't like you just got randomly picked on. You listen, you watch his videos, bro. He has wads and wads and wads of money, like stupid amounts of money, guns, like not like normal guns, like, you know, like military guns, like AK-47s and what, bro? What who you going to war with?
Yeah, he will become a target. You know, that's what he done made himself a target. The best thing that he needs to do is go ahead and pack up him and his family, go back on tour.
So
because he's from Carolina,
right?
So,
but you know, he's not. I think he's African. I think he's part African or something. Well, one video he was on YouTube and he had the African suit on, and he had all his brothers. You know, it's African brothers, and they all had the African suit. You know, the dashiki joints.
Okay.
And I was like, I thought dude was all, like, just a brother. No, he's like...
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, you might have to look that up, but I'm correct. I think he's...
I'm going to look up his name.
Yeah.
Makuta Hukum?
Yeah. With Cuba? Secretly something else. But originally he used to go by a different name back in the day when he was just coming up, and he came to the Fleet DJs for some help way back in the day. This was before he became the baby. And shout out to North Carolina. I wish I was having a conference there this year, because I would probably go again, but I'm not, I can't go all the way to Florida. Did I already say that? But he has a song with Blueface, and Blueface had a big record over the summer. And but now they have a song called Obama, and I'm like, oh boy. I listened to it a little bit, and it's kind of okay. I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to be a little positive, you're trying to do something. You know, you ain't talking about, yeah, I'm smoking on that Obama, you know, or something silly. But this kind of what's up?
He was born December 22nd, 1991, Cleveland, Ohio.
Say what? Shut up.
Word.
Oh, facts, bro. He's OH. He's fam.
He was born in Cleveland, Ohio.
Born in Cleveland, but moved to what?
I lived in North. They said from Charlotte, North Carolina. Maybe he moved from Cleveland to Charlotte. You know, that's where he got the help of the fleet.
I get you.
But his
last get
name,
you.
I don't think he is African. I think his last name is Kirk.
So what the heck was he doing with African brothers and the Dashikis and stuff? Maybe he got some.
Maybe they're bankrolling. They're bankrolling him. I don't know. Who knows?
Oh boy. Well, this new song is called Obama, featuring DaBaby by Blueface. And my nephew, he rocks with Blueface.
Okay.
So,
hey, let us know what you think about this Side Hustle.
Blueface, baby. Yikes. Oh. Pull up like Trump and they duck like Dom. Presidential, I'm just like Obama. My bitch bad, just like some car. I'm pulling strings in Balenciaga. Pull up like Trump and they duck like Dom. Presidential, I'm just like Obama. My bitch bad, just like some car. I'm pulling strings in Balenciaga. Pulling strings in Balenciaga. Still had to leave when nobody fight. Life is tough, bitch, suck it up. Oh yeah, don't forget to swallow. Getting top from the top model. Drinking champagne out the bottle. Rolex presidential bezels. Drumsticks in my heavy metal. Put them 6 feet without a shovel. They wondering why a nigga successful. Bitch, probably cause I'm hella selfish. I can't help him if you can't help him. Pull up like Trump and they duck like Dom. Presidential, I'm just like Obama. My bitch bad, just like some car. I'm pulling strings in Balenciaga. Pull up like Trump and they duck like Dom. Presidential, I'm just like Obama. My bitch bad, just like some car. I'm pulling strings in Balenciaga.
Yeah. I'm lacing up strings in the Jordans. I like to wear Gucci with force. You're free, wanna fuck because you're not important. Okay. I'm the prettiest chocolate nigga, that's a lie. Nesta tried to get me endorsed. Everybody wanna talk, but I don't got the time. I'ma have to give an appointment. If you don't set appointments, then pop up. Yeah. Free my big cousin Dossman, he locked up. Know them shits used to come in the trash bag. Think the nigga pulled up on the box truck. We gon' pull up like Trump. It's something right now for the trunk. Yeah. My little bitch is so bad. Keep the lights on, I fuck on the front. Hey, babe. Drop a pen, I'ma.
Pull up like Trump and they duck like Dom. Presidential, I'm just like Obama. My bitch bad, just like some car. I'm pulling strings in Balenciaga. Pull up like Trump and they duck like Dom. Presidential, I'm just like Obama. My bitch bad, just like some car. I'm pulling strings in Balenciaga.
A little short. Seems as if y'all didn't finish the song. But yeah, it is confirmed he is Nigerian. So yeah, I thought I was like, what you doing with that on? I'm like, okay.
We're getting started on Nigerians, so. But he freaked that. I think his verse is better than Blue, so.
Which Blue wasn't bad.
But it was
good from a younger artist.
But was a baby.
Baby got some clever stuff, though. I will say that.
Yeah,
I will
he said some clever stuff.
He said some clever. Oh, okay. What was I going to play? Layers. This song right here, dude, kind of made me feel like hip hop was still living a little bit. Cool. Ja. the Great. He spells great with G-R-8.
Kuja the Great. Kuja the Great. I never heard of him.
He's got Pete Rock on here. So you know you got Pete Rock.
Oh.
You can't go wrong. It's called Layers. Shout out DJ Buka. He would probably love this song because it's hip hop.
Let me hear this one. Let us know what you think.
Yeah. Cool Tie Street.
My baby.
Pete Rock, y'all. Yeah. Check it out now. Yo, what you know about a squad and a brand you can trust? That's right, low life, 230,000 plus. Known for rockin' fly shit, that's my word. Shout out to all the generals, Thurston Howell III, Rack Low, Branch Low, Rudy Low Chronicles, leading trendsetters of fashion, read the articles. Shout out to Boost and Bill, his style was ill. Always on the go, snatching low, enjoying the thrill. St. John's Posse, Marcus Garvey, tougher than leather. Crownsville, when they came together, couldn't beat anybody just thinking you fresh. Cash got hurt, RL ripped off their chest. Snatched off the subway train. Yo, give me that ski jacket, them goggles, nigga, keep your chain. It's a fly lifestyle where want became a need. Like that silk stampede, that RL fatigue. Low down, including drawers and socks. Back in the day, floating fly styles, walking the blocks. High end fashion critics, they was crazy late. Ralphie kids rocking RL since 1988.
Layers, 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 layers. Flavors and flavors and flavors and flavors. Layers, 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 layers. Flavors, 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 flavors. Layers, 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 layers. Flavors, 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 flavors.
Yeah, Brooklyn, New York, where many is home. Beck Live, Steve Austin, Fast Capone, Marco Polo, Disco G, Georgia Frizz. Out of state tours, niggas know what time it is. Shout out to Ski Black, godfather of USA. Alive crew, still repping today. Low lights worldwide, kept tradition alive. Double L, 24-7, 365. But back in the day, you had to get busy. Like showing up at Empire, rocking a silk crizzy. Alpine, B-Wing, you know how I do. Staying true, coming through, Stadium 92. Ski Man, Polo Bear, Ralph Lauren underwear. Low slippers, fly niggas had a copper pair. Boosting low was an everyday ritual. Fresh off the rack and every piece original. Skills got sharp, you putting in more work. Up the back, fly shit, finessing the store clerk. Lord and Taylor's,
Polo Mansion,
Kimball's on 86. No knockoff shit, make sure that logo is well stitched.
Layers, 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 layers. Flavors and flavors and flavors and flavors. Layers, 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 layers. Flavors, 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 flavors. Layers, 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 layers. Flavors, 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 flavors.
The Lizzie bag was boosting Cav. Double L for life, God bless the dead. One love to Pumpkin, original head. Frankie Boo, Clay Black, rep the RL thread. This is urban culture, Brooklyn strong. So much history, I can't fit in a song. Low goose on the deuce, thanks to Rack Low. Stay true to yourself, y'all, and stack dough. Keep on moving on the path that's straight. Love and loyalty, y'all, cool times are great.
Kuja the Great. Let me get that right. Kuja.
Oh, he almost came in and sound like a meth giver.
Yeah. That's what I said. It took me back to a little bit of the essence of the classic hip hop there. Somebody's yelling. Let's see. Where should we go here? I just see that classic hip hop. You've been watching the hip hop documentaries on Netflix? Where they go from coast to coast and they
Yeah, I started it, but I haven't watched it since I think I stopped sometime in October. I haven't watched it in a little bit.
It just dropped a new one and I was watching. They was in the South. They went to New Orleans. And they was talking about Master P and how he got up. And Baby and Cash Money. And man, deep. And all the artists. And Manny Fresh was on there. And he was talking about They was talking about how the twerk situation came in and how all they ever wanted to listen to in North Carolina, not North Carolina, in New Orleans was twerk. Everything had to be twerk. And then Cash Money and Master P kind of changed that. And for the longest, people used to think Master P was garbage there. And it took Master P leaving and expanding outside of New Orleans.
Yeah.
And one lady, she was like, yeah, you know how it is in New Orleans. They kind of hate. And I said, you know, that kind of sound like here. It takes them a minute. And once you blow up somewhere else, then they want to claim you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's true. but I can understand, especially with Master P, because he came out with a whole different sound.
Right, than what New Orleans sounded like.
Yeah, that we would think New Orleans would sound like. Because
now that's the sound of New Orleans.
Just think about that song, because it's like, is he off? Is his music off? I'm like, okay, I'm trying to get this. And then he had his the No Limit soldiers come in. You didn't understand nothing he was saying that at first.
Yeah.
You want that? We want that. You want that? What are they saying? Are they yelling?
Now it's all classic hip hop.
Now it's classic hip hop now.
Yeah, I miss that. Them days. Now it's this dude right here, man, Currency, been doing it a long time. And shout out to somebody I ride with at work. Yeah, he got me hip on Currency way back. You ain't never heard of Currency, bro. You don't know what Currency, bro. You need to get up on Currency. Man, who is this Currency dude? I'm telling you, bro. You need to get down with that Currency, bro. He's from that's my Pittsburgh. that's my Pittsburgh
accent.
Yeah.
Oh, you forgot to put Yuns after that.
They gotta say what?
Yuns.
They say that.
Yuns. Yeah.
Yuns.
Yeah. They use that. What Yuns doing?
But and just today I said, man, did you rock with Wiz? He said, yeah, man. You know, me and Wiz, we went to school together. I said, word. He said, yeah, man. He been doing it a long time, man. It's just now catching up. And he said that Taylor is actually like a school or something. That they all went to school or something, he was telling me. So he said he been representing the neighborhood and stuff for the longest. He said that's where he get the Taylor from. I said, oh, okay. So Taylor Gang, which is also like a clothing line and everything that he do, you know, and he was independent for years. And then he brought up what's the white rapper that passed away, and I didn't know he was from PA. Just dropped an album here recently. Jeez, man, why my mind is? It's the alcohol, man.
When we go off script, this is what happens. I know who you're talking about, and I'm pretty sure they know who you're talking about too. But yeah, so because.
Mac Miller.
Yeah,
he was saying, you know, Mac Miller and them was all cool. And I was like, wow. Pittsburgh has a lot of history in hip hop down there. There's a lot of good hip hop come out of Pittsburgh. I'm not the biggest fan of Pittsburgh, I'm gonna tell y'all now. Especially in the wintertime. All them damn hills and mountains. With my job, I try to stay away from Pittsburgh. And everybody knows in my job, hey man, you gonna take, nope, I don't care what it pays, I don't care what it does, I'm not going to Pittsburgh. And just before the Fleet Conference, I had to go to Pittsburgh, bro. You know I was sick. anytime you get off the freeway, bro, and you look over and they got an escape ramp on the side of the freeway, your damn freeways is too damn steep. Would you just put a road down the side of a mountain? Nah, bro. Nah, I'm good.
Whenever you get on the freaking bridge and there's 17 lanes on the bridge, that's too many lanes.
Yeah, I don't do Pittsburgh, bro. Even though I got family that stay right across the border right there in Steubenville, home of Wu Tang. I still ain't going to Pittsburgh, bro.
Oh, yeah. I like going to Pittsburgh because they got some great restaurants.
Yeah.
Two good women I met down there once before. That's all I can say.
Yeah. My family is a big Steelers fan, just Steeler fans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I go down there. I'm always going down there nearly getting a fight all the time. And I like Pittsburgh. I'm a Pittsburgh fan. I follow them on football. You know, I watch them on football. But when I go to Pittsburgh, I don't wear nothing but my Ohio stuff, like an Ohio State hat or shirt.
They was either family was either Pittsburgh or the Browns.
Yeah,
they was right there. Closer to, you know what I'm saying? They, I don't do Bengals.
No one do the Bengals.
They don't even claim the Bengals.
I still don't claim the Bengals. But yeah, last time I was in Pittsburgh, man, went to this place called The O. It was on the University of Penn. And it was the most dirtiest, disgusting, good hot dog place I ever ate, man.
Dirtiest, disgusting, but yeah, you made it there.
Yeah, man. They're like, I was like, hey, can I get a small fry? You know the trays you carry to put your stuff on? The whole thing was just stacked up with just a small fry, man.
Sound like Vegas.
Man, it was so much food. Oh, man. And then I get in an argument with the guy because I had on an Ohio State hat. And he was like, what you doing here? You got Ohio State hat on, man. Don't worry about what that guy on.
Pit, you think you are? Screw Pit. So let's get into this DJ Fresh and Currency Gambling Shack.
Cadillacs outside of the gambling shack. Nigga got laid on his back for 15 stacks. Nobody witness shit, these niggas got the cataracts. Speaking on shit, get you hit with that battle axe. Nigga, these is raps, but these is survival facts. Pro tips keep you alive out this bitch. Back to back Cadillacs outside of the gambling shack. Gambling shack outside of the gambling shack. Back. Nigga slipped, homie Carlito weighed him, then he dipped. He clapped the leader, other two escaped, still breathing. Movie scenes is real as fuck on these streets. It's not blank, that's live rounds. Fools rolling around in their baby mama cars like tanks. Start the walls, hopping out, going in, kicking in doors. Back to back Cadillacs outside of the gambling shack. Gambling shack. Yeah. Pulled up two Cadillacs, black on black. Hopped out just like Mitch, I pulled the strings. Pulled up two Cadillacs, black on black. Back to back Cadillacs outside of the gambling shack. Pulled up two Cadillacs, black on black. Hopped out just like Mitch, I pulled the strings. Pulled up two Cadillacs, black on black. Back to back Cadillacs outside of the gambling shack. Off, I was begging up some grams. Then I had got a phone call from my man. He like, gangsta, where you at? Round the corner from the shack. Pull up, like it's time to make a move with the plan. Slipped on the black hoodie with the black pants. Black 4-5, black glove, black mask. I ain't even about to play with this nigga. When I'm done, I ain't even gonna have a face on this nigga. Death really round the corner. Blood falling everywhere like some loose change. An old lady screaming cause the shit they never seen. How a good time turned to a murder scene. It's a horror movie and your ticket a front seat. I was born a shooter. I could do this shit in my sleep. Now it's body locking and they both struggling to breathe. It's gonna be too late by the time help come. Crazy bad business took your mama on his son. Pulled up two Cadillacs, black on black. Hopped out just like Mitch, I pulled the strings. Pulled up two Cadillacs, black on black. Back to back Cadillacs outside of the gambling shack. Pulled up two Cadillacs, black on black. Hopped out just like Mitch, I pulled the strings. Pulled up two Cadillacs, black on black. Back to back Cadillacs outside of the gambling shack.
Y'all ready?
I know you're gonna dig this.
That was that currency. Let us know what you think about that. Hit us up, let us know.
Songs get shorter and shorter. Okay. Now, T.I. Tip.
No,
Clifford. I miss Tip. You like Tip or T.I.?
I like Clifford.
Did you see the video of him trying to get in his crib?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a little disrespectful.
No, the guy was out of pocket.
At the same time, you better keep your cool. You on paper. Bruh.
Unlock the gate and let me in. I won't hear nothing. I don't have my key. I don't care. Unlock the gate. Because he was sleeping.
Tiny even came down and they still wouldn't let him in.
No. Unlock the gate.
So that's about to go to court. I think that court case is about to come up.
He needs to take it to court.
Huh?
He needs to take it to court.
They're trying to lock him up. I mean, they try to put him away over that.
How? He didn't do nothing wrong.
I know, but at the same time, he got arrested, though.
But he didn't do nothing wrong.
Case, well, he did get a little, you know, heated, but at the same time, I mean.
That's kind of a slippery slope there. It's the Second Amendment. I had the right to say what I want to say. Mm. It is private property.
Then why they did take him to jail for trying to get into his own place, though?
Because a white cop being a white cop, taking him to jail. Because the white cop was trying to flex. He was just... Whenever a white cop get a chance to take a black guy to jail, he's going to take him to jail.
So you're saying the brother was selling out the guard?
No, the African.
Let's get it right. Look here, man.
The African got caught. And got embarrassed when T.I. called him out. Like, so, hey, you was sleeping, dude.
So he didn't want to let him in because he got busted sleeping.
Yeah. He got
and
caught
to
sleeping.
Cover his butt, or sorry, we on the hip-hop show, covering his ass,
he'd rather just not claim a threat. Yeah.
But T.I. was banging on the freaking window and stuff, kicking and stuff, tripping.
To wake him up. To wake him up.
Mm.
Remember, he was in the car. He honked the horn. The African was still asleep.
T.I. came in drunk.
Well, he made
by the time the police got there, he was probably no longer drunk.
Because
it was daylight by the time all this went down. Caught up.
The police officer said, like, oh, yeah, I can tell he has something to drink. But the whole thing is, he was headed back. He was headed back to the thing. The police officer kept him there.
So did you drive here drunk?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because when he came back to the place, his car was already parked. He walked back. You see what I'm saying?
It was parked where? Outside the gate?
No, it was parked. He was parked at the house. T.I. went back to talk to the dude.
Why? You got
him? Because he's like, you know something? I ain't like the way you was being disrespectful. So T.I. had to go down there and get his name, number, and he was going to...
Meaning you were still drunk when you came back down, because the same person would have been like, all right, I'm in, I'm going to bed. You drunk. You just came back from wherever. Why didn't you just go home, man? Stay home. Why
he was at home. But he had to walk.
Come back down and flex on him.
Now T.I. is down there trying to flex an African. The African's calling was like, I feel threatened. The police come out there, was like, what you doing here?
Did you see how big that African was? He was definitely taller than T.I.
You think T.I. don't care?
Little George Jefferson dude stepping to this big ass dude looking like...
T.I. from College Park. He don't care.
Oh, man. Bankhead, ain't he?
College Park, Bank. No, I don't think he's from Bankhead. I think he's from College Park. Bankhead, I don't... We're gonna have to find out.
Damn alcohol. In case you're wondering, we're drinking that Apple E&J.
Apple E&J, and I'm sitting over here trying to eat food. Check out
Hustle Brand TV, because we're gonna be drinking on that show too. We gonna drink. I'm about to have another drink. Am I slurring?
Yeah, bro, you slurring. That's
why I'm slurring.
I try to get you some of these.
I'm still eating my Lay's. the salt. That's old school. Hey, man, you need to get some salt. You need to get some salt. It just don't work. You drunk, you drunk. You tipsy, you tipsy.
But yeah, so they did lock him up. He went down. And he got, you know. And the thing is, like, he told the police officer, he told him the name, who he was. The white guy was like, I don't care.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, he didn't know who he was. But he went down to the jail. Yeah, other people were like,
that's T.I.
And I know the officer will start to look stupid, like, oh, shoot, what did I do now? Mm-hmm. Because this is what T.I. said. T.I. said, you know you fucked up, right? That's why he got mad at T.I. You know you fucked up. Because you take me down for no reason. So you know you fucked up.
I hope he wins the case. I hope he wins the case. Because if he don't, he might be going back to jail for a while.
Like T.I. said, he paid too much money to live here.
Mm-hmm.
To be treated this way.
Mm.
Think about it, bro. If you paid that much money to live there, and you come in, you want that person to be awake and to let you into the gate.
True that. True that. So I got a song before we get out of here. Where did it go? Where did it go? Runaway, Richie, and T.I. It's called Dumping.
Come through in a demon. Black Rose got these hoes drove, yeah, they fiending. Same hoes at my show's front row screaming. Popping rolls in a Rolls Royce, just swinging. I be in the street, both feet, yeah, the deep end. My partner on parole still got the pole creeping. We done crawled the plus so many times that we ain't speaking. On the road, back and forth to Texas every weekend. Money be my weakness, these niggas be some leeches. These bitches tryna sneak in, my perk 30 just kicked in. Glock 40 got a dickhead. These niggas ain't no gangsters, y'all some wasters, you been misled. Hey, I keep this shit so gorgeous, made a 10 play up in chit chat. My niggas so disrespectful, don't get no fuck, like where your bitch at? Popping it on your bitch ass. More weight than a gym class. Got these niggas big man. More hood than a beat ball. Chevy sitting on 6 head. Fuck, come through dumping. You done fucked up now with all that bluffing. Hey, pull up in your hood with about the burners. Come through, flip your shit like they flip burgers. Fuck, come through dumping. You done fucked up now with all that bluffing. Hey, pull up in your hood with about the burners. Come through, flip your shit like they flip burgers.
Get a big nigga, you know me. Kick big shit, nigga, big homie. Riding out by my lonely bitches all up on me, walking out of pink pony. I ain't never played no sports. I love to play with these hoes. Shot him on a dick, double XL, wanna catch a little vibe, nigga. I'm her source. Cause he ain't hanging out there still, set his ass on fire, cause he not that lit. Okay, white bitch talk shit online all the time, I don't give a damn about that shit. Matter of fact, nigga, I ain't never gay, no damn. You shade them grab up off that bridge. Okay, nowadays I'm paid 13 different ways in the PG on the runway ridge. But the runway ridge.
Fuck, come through dumping. You done fucked up now with all that bluffing. Hey, pull up in your hood with.
Sorry, we can't finish it, but.
Oh man, cause I wanted to talk about that Pastor Troy issue too.
Pastor Troy issue.
Yeah.
What happened, Pastor Troy?
Well, he made a comment that offended the gay society, I guess.
Pastor Troy?
Yeah.
On the radio?
I think it was on the radio, yeah.
Uh oh.
Yeah, so I guess we gotta
grand opening, grand closing.
We gotta check up on that one.
In Atlanta?
In Atlanta, yeah.
In Atlanta, bro. Come on, bro.
Like Pastor Troy, you say, I ain't going to dumb myself down. Because he said, I'm raising a man.
Mm.
He raising his son to be a man. Not nothing else.
Mm.
And so people took offense to that, you know, that Pastor Troy would have a problem if his son was gay. But Pastor Troy said, my son isn't gay. If he did, he wouldn't have that problem. But I'm just saying, I'm reading the man. So stop coming at me. In a nutshell.
Wow. Hey, don't forget to check us out on Hustle Brand TV on YouTube. Don't forget to
follow me at Hef Chulo on IG.
At DJ DEEPOISE on everything.
Until next week.
We are
out. Hey, like our video. Let us know what you think about the video. Peace.
Join us next time on Side Hustle Radio. My links to past shows and more. Link up with Side Hustle Radio on Facebook.